Isaiah 55:8-12. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. I'm Kat Herbie, and I'm a California transplant to Idaho, and I do love both states. I never knew life without faith or God, which is why I think I felt I had an uninteresting and unexciting testimony. When I would hear stories in college of friends who had gone through dramatic transformations, I almost wondered if I truly had a transformation in my life. I almost felt ashamed or embarrassed that I didn't have a drastic conversion story. But God uses stories like mine to share accounts of his faithfulness, and I'm here to testify his goodness to me. I grew up in a Christian home where all I can recall is spending mornings in devotions with my parents, then reading scriptures and devotionals out loud and praying together. I watched my mother fill journals and journals. You'd have to have special bookshelves just to house all the journals. With prayers and scripture, I watched a mother who submitted wholly and a father who led his family in being faithful in the word and making sure we were in solid Bible-believing churches. I asked Jesus in my heart at 4, and I was baptized at 7. I simply believed, and faith was just kind of an of course thing to me. I had pretty easy teen years, mostly abided by my parents' rules and attended church. I made some not great choices near the end of high school, dated a non-Christian boy, which distracted me a bit from focusing and honoring God. But God was faithful, and he kept me from any real trouble. It was when I was given the choice of college that I'll never forget my dad sitting down with me to decide between a more affordable college close to home or the college far away in California with solid biblical teaching. He encouraged me to choose the college further from home, but one that I would eventually meet friends for life and also meet and marry my best friend. In college, I was taught Bible, theology, and counseling for 4 years, which also helped give a foundation to my faith. I met Justin Herbie Chuck when I was 20. What began as a snubbing on my part due to the sunburned surfer that I thought was a slacker blossomed into a friendship with a man who, upon opening his mouth, revealed a heart for the Lord that I never knew could exist in someone who could love surfing, too. We dated through college. He taught me how to surf, snowboard, and wakeboard, mainly showed me how to be brave. I knew I was going to marry him. He was my perfect balance. We got engaged and married right after college. We were told by friends that we were marrying too young at 21 and 22, that we wouldn't get to experience life, but we wanted to experience it together. And that we did. We spent the first 7 years of marriage exploring, traveling, working hard at our jobs, and ministering in our church. It was in 2005-2006 that we began to learn what trials were. We endured the loss of several of our family members in 1 year. I was very close to my grandparents through my life, and as an only child, and my grandma passed away of cancer. 3 weeks later, my grandfather took his life at my parents' house, and it was a tragedy that gripped my soul and held on. My grandfather was an atheist, and my grandmother was a believer. It was during the suffering and loss of my grandmother that I spoke with my grandfather daily, and when doubt began to be sown in my mind through his pain. He asked why God would allow such pain and suffering to happen. I truly had no answers for him, and I began to doubt myself. It was when he took his life that I came to a decision in my faith. I battled inwardly. I struggled with doubt. I didn't look to scripture, but I tried to grasp and answer the questions myself. It was when I finally broke down and wept with my husband and shared my doubt with him that he sat with me. He wept with me, and he told me, I know you know and believe all that we have learned about the Bible and God in college, and I cannot tell you anything you don't know already, but what I can tell you is to cling to Christ. Cling to him. And I battled through the pain of a loss and the doubt that I had by looking to Christ. I found comfort in those years of pain and was able to testify of his faithfulness years later. I have no real heart transition moment. It was just obedience to him and the change of my life, knowing that I needed to continue on and persevere in my faith. It was 2 years later that we would experience more change in our lives, and this change was amazing. God gave us our son Owen after years and years of prayer and struggling through the pain and grief of infertility. God grew us deeply in those years. Sorry. We were given 3 months' notice, and the day he was born changed our lives forever. We took him home from the hospital when he was 5 days old and legally adopted him almost 1 year after he was born. The best part of God's plan was that I was his mother before he was even conceived, and my heart was knit with his. He was meant to be my son. I truly look at him as my dear and beloved child. My husband and I know the blessing he is from the Lord, and we are grateful every day for him. So, I had always prayed for twin girls, go figure, and when he gave me a son, I wanted to laugh and say, what am I going to do with this? I'm an only child girl, the boy exposure is through my husband. So, but I can't imagine my life not as a mother to a son. Dirt, torn jeans, BMX, hockey, basketball, rugby, wrestling, soccer. We love it and we do it all. He is an energetic, joy-filled little man who's forever changed our lives. Owen was what I needed and more. And he has always been 0 to 100 miles an hour, and I wouldn't change it for the world. His compassionate and sensitive heart brings me to my knees daily. God has taught me so much through him. And the cool thing is that he's a large part of why we are here in Moscow. We wanted a better life for our son in an environment where his faith would be tended to and watered and it would grow. And we're so happy here. So we served in and loved our church. We attended and were members for 10 years. They were our family. They went through dating, engagement, marriage, infertility, and the provision of our son with us. Having Owen was an eye-opener in our faith. And we ended up moving churches when God changed our theology. It was heartbreaking leaving a church family that we had known and loved, but obedience to God was more important to us than our personal comfort. This was the beginning of years of changes which God would see fit to grow me deeply. I love stability, and I love having roots. And as a child whose father worked for the military, I moved a lot. Although I love what the moving taught me and all that I was able to see, I always said when I have children, I wouldn't want to move. I'd want to grow up in one place, the same friends, locked into the familiarity that brought great comfort. And God had different plans in mind. Justin tells the story of when we found out that Idaho was an option for us. I had always seen myself and my family settling in California, where my beloved ocean and waves and best friends and family were. We were surfing at least 3 days a week as a family. This was my life. And then he sat me down on the bed one day, told me we had the opportunity to go to Idaho for 10 months. I put my head in my hands and exhaled. More change. I'm glad I trust my husband because coming to Moscow was one of the best things that we could have ever done. 1 month after we arrived in Moscow, one of my best friends lost her 6-year-old son, Mason, who was Owen's best guy, Betty. More devastating change. It was through watching her cling to Christ and through many wonderful friends coming around me here in Moscow that he helped me walk through the loss and find comfort in a community that I had wondered if I would find connection with. 3 weeks into our 10-month stay in Moscow, I looked at my husband and son, and I realized that the three of us were flourishing more than we ever had. Logos is an amazing resource for us. My son's soul is being nurtured, and we are a team with them in my son's group. My husband was making friends and was growing, and I couldn't deny that. I was making friends. I was plugged in and growing from the teaching at Christ Church. Moscow is a great treasure. It was halfway through the year that I finally decided to come out of denial and realize the great blessing that God had in us moving to Moscow. I looked down and realized that I was growing baby roots here. God has me plugged in right where he wants me. I'm useful, I'm growing, and I can't look back. And now in my 10-month stay here, we are registered for Owen's 3rd year at Logos. I enjoy being an at-home mom and wife. It's something that I prayed for years to be able to do. And I keep myself really busy. I have many sports to bring Owen to and from. I love helping my friends with young kiddos, since God gave me the gift of only one. And I run a business from my home called Free, where my best friend and sister-in-law, Jen Davis Kirby, and I get to be creative and do what we love, making bracelets, brainstorming, marketing together from about 1,000 miles away. I love fashion. I love photography. I love the outdoors. And God's grown a love in my heart for the forests and lakes and rivers, something I never knew could help my heart in missing my beloved ocean. He's truly plugged me in, planted me, and is letting me grow and blossom here. What I've learned in my life is that we are brought so many changes that when we feel unsteady, we should look to Christ, who never changes even when circumstances do. And we rejoice in the Lord and wait on the Lord, for he brings us deep, great blessings that way. I continue to learn to submit and rejoice instead of dragging my heels or wanting to rewrite the story that he has for me. I learned to embrace the adventure that's my life because I wouldn't change it for anything.